The Traveler's Journal, December 27th, with tips on dressing for the slopes. Do your winter plans include snow? Dressing properly for the cold is crucial, especially when you factor in wind chill and lift line weights. Here's a quick rundown on the cold protection provided by some of the zippier synthetic fabrics around. Layers of fiber still provide the best defense against wind and cold. Porous Teflon, sandwiched between layers of breathable fabric, is the secret behind Gore-Tex. It repels water but lets perspiration escape, keeping the wearer dry inside and out, but at a price. Versatec, a slightly less costly outerwear fabric, is made of tightly woven polyester. It'll keep you dry from the inside out, but because it's only water repellent, it doesn't work quite as well outside in. Thick is generally good when it comes to insulation, but thin means less fabric to inhibit movement. Down, a traditional favorite for heavy-duty warmth, can mat when wet, while Primaloft, a synthetic insulation, doesn't. Thinsulite, which traps body heat in interlocking polyester fibers even when wet, is another good insulator. Though not particularly thin, garments made from Polartec fleece provide warmth, wet or dry. Capilene and polypropylene are treated polyester weaves often used in undergarments. Instead of absorbing moisture, these fabrics wick water to their outer surface, where it can evaporate. If you take your time to select your ski wear according to the day's conditions, you're certain to be much happier on the last run down. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com.